What's good, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. Matt King is not with us today. Will he be back next week? Maybe, maybe not. But we do have myself, Carly Incontro, Aaron Guilfoy, and next to Aaron is
a surprise guest
who will be joining us shortly. Of course, this person is running late, which I'm so excited to rip on them about.
No, I think you're confused. Joe's not coming.
Joe isn't coming.
You're lying.
Carly, Joe's not coming. And I got a surprise guest.
You're lying.
No. So we need you to blindfold
us. Wait, you're lying.
Nope.
You're lying. No way.
I have to go get them.
You're lying. It's not Joe?
No, it's not. No.
Oh, man. I was so excited to rip on Joe.
Put these on. Maybe just take your glasses off. You can't see anyway.
Oh, my God. Are you guys serious?
Are you excited?
Wait, is it Matt? No, there's no way.
No, it's not Matt.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, you'll see. We'll give you some hints before we reveal. They're entering, but they're not going to say anything. Because I feel like you may know.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some clues, though.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Is our guest in the room?
The guest is in the room with us right now.
I have
right
never
now.
Been more nervous in my life.
He's never been surprised. Okay. They can't talk. I forgot.
Are you ready for your clues?
Yeah, I guess. I wish I would have dressed up. I thought it was Joe. I dressed like a schlub, and I had all these Joe bits I was going to rip him on. Okay.
What if it still is Joe?
That would be better.
That would be great.
Okay. This person is in the podcast world.
Okay.
Any hunches?
That's the only thing that's
I mean, there's like 800 million podcasters.
Next. This person is a board-certified doctor.
Is it someone that I know, potentially?
Oh, in your personal life?
Potentially. A board-certified doctor.
You don't know them personally.
Where are they from? What state? Do we know? East Coast?
I do know, but I'm not going to tell you that.
New Jersey?
No.
I did research.
Okay. I need one more clue, and then I'm going to take a guess.
This person... I have two more.
Okay.
This person is a comedian.
And is a certified board physician?
Yeah.
And a comedian?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for some reason, this person's arms are always pretty tired.
You're fucking lying.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, can you see?
Hey. I am a huge fan of yours. I'm going to cry. It's fun. No.
I don't know what's happening.
I know. He like really doesn't know, and I'm so sorry.
I know.
Sorry.
You know who else is going to cry? So you're actually replacing one of our co-hosts.
Hi, I'm Mike. Nice to meet you.
Hey, hey, Rick.
Sorry,
hi.
Rick. Okay.
I'm Carly.
Hey, Carly.
Hi.
Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, you guys got to meet outside.
It's Rick Glassman,
everybody.
It's
Rick Glassman, which, yay! Thank goodness, we stan, we love.
Oh, my God.
Good job of explaining your credentials.
Yeah, you did a good job at explaining the credentials. You didn't do a great job explaining to me what I'm walking into.
We tried. This is scary for us. We tried.
Because, no, like, I parked, and, like, everything's fine, and then I walk in, and then the and yeah. This, I got so, I'm nervous.
I know, I'm
still
sorry.
Nervous.
Yeah, you need to shut up.
Well, surprising people is so nerve-wracking.
I hate it. I'm never doing this again. I hate it.
Also, it's also like you do not know what their reaction is going to be. And I was like, oh my God, what if he just
like
leaves?
He's having a panic attack right now.
Why would I leave? I'm sweating.
Because he's so nervous.
He could run away. That's why we picked
him
up.
I would never
too.
Run away from you. I'm such a fan. This is good. Incredible. Oh,
oh
my God.
So nice.
Okay, so I guess to give you a little bit of context. The Please. Three of us have another podcast with another guy named Matt King, who's
well,
also
this one. No,
yes,
this podcast.
It's this podcast.
No, it's this podcast.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You're sitting in Matt King's seat,
right?
And he and I are incredible fans of yours, and you are actually our dream guest to like ever.
Whoa! Well, yeah. Then why? But Matt King's not here.
He's probably going to be mad.
He's going to be. Very...
Am I a dream guest caliber?
Yeah. Oh
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
I'm they Rick, by the way.
Yeah, it's Rick Glassman, everybody.
To be fair, we did DM some other people. Bryan Cranston.
He didn't even open it. I was shocked
I
when you
got
did.
I could have gotten
Brandon.
Brandon Cranston?
Brandon Cranston.
Brian's brother?
Yeah. No, we literally DM'd you. We were like, he's never going to respond.
Yeah, I was like, this is like our guest. Like, if to surprise and everything.
Yeah.
Well, what's King's name? Brandon?
Matt King.
Matt King.
Yeah.
Are we going to call him?
No.
He's on a flight back from South Korea right now, which is why he's unable to do this episode.
What is he doing in South Korea?
Well, it's actually a funny story.
You should tell him.
So he's been going to Coachella every year as just like...
Isn't that here, though?
Yeah, yes. We'll get there.
And now he's 31, married, and would have had FOMO if he was in LA because he didn't want to go to Coachella, didn't want to spend the money, didn't want to have to schlep around. but he knew if he was in LA, he'd have a lot of FOMO. So he booked a ticket to South Korea.
Well, now he's going to have even more FOMO because we have Bryan Cranston.
Could you fucking imagine Aaron Paul, just the whole cast?
Oh, man.
No, we were like fucking around DMing people. We were like, none of these people are going to respond.
And then when
us.
You responded, I was like, oh my fucking God, this is going to be crazy.
So I don't come on podcasts that I don't know about. And I was, so I'm like, oh, I got to watch this podcast. And I saw that there was two.
Uh-oh. I hope you didn't watch ours.
No, I put it on and then...
Ours
and
is that, blurry. Don't look at it.
It's blurry?
Well, we're having a problem where our good camera is being fixed. And so we're using our old vlog camera.
So you're using
camera.
Your blurry cameras.
Yeah.
Why do they make blurry cameras?
It just came that old. Way. It's just our style. We like
do you have iPhones?
Yeah, but you can make a whole podcast on here.
Oh, yeah. It's not even blurry.
I've tried it once. Sometimes it is.
Put on airplane mode.
But I tried it and I couldn't get the file onto my computer.
Well, actually, this is why I'm here.
Oh, thank God. Can you actually produce our podcast?
I am getting rid of some of my old equipment.
Stop.
I am. But
are you giving it to us?
Did you bring it as a gift for us today?
No. I'm going to go back to what I was saying. So I was going to watch and then I got a phone call and then I'll watch today.
Yeah.
And then I'm a little bit behind on my podcast, so I've been editing up until now, and I don't know if I've been on a podcast that I haven't watched before. I mean, no disrespect.
No,
I wanted
fine.
To. I just,
yeah,
you know, it's the last minute
you
thing.
Didn't.
You're I don't big, know what I'm in.
You're
here.
A big get for us, Mr. Glassman.
Yeah, Dr.
Glassman.
You're a big
I hear
get.
Dr. Glassman.
You're a big get.
I hear I'm a big get, but I don't know what the, I mean, what the good influences and good influences mean.
I don't either.
Really?
We just picked it.
We usually just pick a topic each week, riff on it, try to be funny, get fan submissions.
Was there a topic for this week?
No,
we were just going to chat. We were planning
really,
on chat.
I really just came here.
Yeah, you can go now. Joe's coming now.
No, we do just have like chatting episodes. So we were like, rather than make a whole topic with you and make it more complicated, we will just.
Could you imagine getting that voice note and then on top of that also bring
so
in things that are weird crimes?
Yeah. Oh, is that a topic? Weird crimes?
No, I mean.
Or like
be.
Bucket lists or, I don't know, travel stories. Or we do a lot of Reddit, Am I the Asshole reviews. Are you familiar with that subreddit?
No.
There's a subreddit called Am I the Asshole where like a crazy person will write a 5-paragraph diatribe about a situation that they're in and then
just learn the word diatribe.
I have no idea.
I didn't learn the word diatribe, but as another person with glasses, I feel like I can use big words around you.
Is it like looking in a mirror, you guys?
Are you Jewish?
Thank you.
Ugh, we're so jealous.
Very.
That is such a good response to someone asking if you're Jewish.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it doesn't happen much. I'm sure you don't get that much.
I get told I look like other famous Jews. I get Jack Antonoff a lot. I used to get McLovin in high school, although I don't know if he's Jewish.
When you were in high school or when he was in high school?
Well, both of us were in high school, I think.
Got it.
Yeah. I used to get Seth Rogen when I had a beard, but I get told
How
I look like other Jews.
15?
You're close. Guess all over ages.
Let's
just get
topic.
Offensive.
Today's
okay.
topic. It's okay. I won't be offended.
27. I could guess your weight.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
actually,
guess my weight. Let's just offend me.
How tall are you?
Like 5'2".
Are you really?
Oh. That's so offensive. I'm like 102.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I just went to the doctor. That's
113.
Why I know that.
Oh, no. That's fine.
You weigh, how tall are you?
Oh, he's doing
like
now.
5'8 and a half, 5'9.
You're not 5'9 or you wouldn't have started with 5'8.
It depends. I think it depends on the day.
Ooh.
I think it depends
Called
on the day.
Called his ass out.
A half an inch?
It might depend on your posture, but not the day.
You don't think that some days the earth has maybe a little bit more of a little gravitational pull? And
I don't. But I will say that people have been commenting on thinking that I've gotten taller. I've gotten it from like 10 different people. So maybe there is something going on. So you must be 159?
Close, 155.
Oh, wow.
With all my clothes on.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe 149 nude.
Heavy clothes.
These are big chunky shoes.
Chunkers.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8". I just left the doctor, so I know.
We both just went to the doctor.
Yeah.
120? Yeah.
Sure. Right. Okay.
Well, way to make for tuning in to Good Influences. This has been Guess My Weight and Age.
I did have something else happen to me at the doctor today that I did want to share with you.
Okay.
And with Rick.
Oh, yeah, I guess I can share. Nice to meet you. She put her
If the camera's on me while I'm biting skin off my lip, I want to make sure I acknowledge what I was doing. And if it wasn't, then, you
it's
know.
It's a, yeah.
You're
be...
not the only one who's missing out, Matt King.
He just picked his lips the whole time.
Inspected my butthole.
Like
put a finger in.
Finger
put some
in?
Fingers up my hole.
And it didn't feel good.
What were you there getting checked for?
Just like a general she thought she had physical. COVID. Yeah.
Do women get fingers up their butt in their 20s? Are you in your 20s?
No, I'm 32.
Oh, then you're 127.
Yeah. Does that okay. change it?
No, I'm 120.
Oh my God.
So you're 32, you get fingers in your butt for
well,
what?
Well, she was, okay, so you know how they say like girls don't poop?
Oh, I have never heard that.
I actually don't. And so she was, I got a full pap smear, if you're familiar with that.
Do you know what that
is? So she fingered my vagina first and then was like, I'm also going to finger your
cream
ass.
Cream cheese on a bagel.
Yeah.
Schmear.
Yum. It's not as fun though as a bagel.
I didn't like it.
So you have problems pooping?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm your
the
guy.
Doctor's here. the doctor is here.
But I actually had a second exam.
Do you take magnesium?
I've tried. I can only take magnesium citrate, and that's what helps me go to the bathroom. I can take other magnesiums, but it doesn't help me poop.
Okay, take off your pants for a second. I want to show you something.
She will.
Are you familiar with magnesium oxide?
Yes, I've taken that and it does nothing for me.
She's tried a lot of things.
How many have you taken?
A lot.
For like 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not Jewish?
I wish I was.
She's very...
A lot of Jews do have stomach problems, though. Have you noticed that, too?
It's girls.
It's girls.
Girls
also.
Either have stomach problems or chronic headache problems. I'm a headache girly. She's a stomach girly.
You don't get headaches?
I used to get really bad migraines, but then I started taking birth control.
Man, this podcast is dark.
We talk about a lot of things.
Can I? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to hijack this
take
a little
it away.
Bit. Can I like ask you a bunch of questions, Rick? Are you okay for maybe a little interview?
Yeah, I feel really calm right now. Also, this is a spoiler alert. We're recording this in the evening.
Yeah.
And I normally don't, Rick. I normally don't do
what?
Listen to this.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Continue.
No, you go ahead. I'm curious now what blank you're going to fill in.
He is such a little sweetie and message. Yeah. Okay, by the way, like you now know that the whole balcony thing we were telling you yesterday.
It was actually his damn balcony.
Yeah.
Mine was last week.
Okay.
How's your balcony, by the way?
Oh, that's none of your business. I forgot why you were
Excuse
asking.
Excuse me. You're in my territory.
They came today and... he wouldn't give me the results. Like,
you have to wait like 2 weeks?
Well, they have to wait for like the doctor to tell you. You ever get x-rays or something and they're like, we can't tell you?
That's so stupid.
Yeah, so I don't know.
That's so funny. I know the exact Senate bill that's like making all of us do this. I'm on the HOA and I hate it.
Okay, you're talking about the Senate. You're doing,
Senate
what'd
bill.
You say, dichotomy or something?
No. I'm not smart. Don't put that
what
in your
What was your
head.
Word?
Diatribe.
Diatribe.
Close.
Dichotomy? I don't even know what that
means. It feels like you're being, not knowing what diatribe means, it feels like you're being diatribe by even saying that word. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. He uses a lot of big words. He's a little diatribe, to be honest. But
what does it mean?
He does the New York crossword every day. So
well, dia will be separate, so there's two is my guess.
Or diarrhea.
Right?
Diarrhea.
Tribe,
diaphragm.
As in two Jews.
Yeah, there you go. Aww. There you go. I think diatribe means a long-winded way of explaining something. Or like
ain't that the truth? So you were saying...
So we were going to originally record at 11:30, but then they had to inspect his balcony.
Okay.
It seems like you got your balcony inspected as well.
No, she did.
I did. No,
he was talking about your butt.
Oh.
Wow, we really missed that one.
No, he's got a lot of these quick witticisms.
Yeah,
that you
the Senate. I'm never
going to
catch on.
Witticisms?
The Senate also.
Dude. This is how I talk. I'm the smart one.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Okay, sorry.
I almost watched the pod.
Okay.
So
he was so close.
I turned it on.
Thank God.
Then
but then
turn call.
It on, you
yeah.
turn it off.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how everyone's vibe would be.
Yeah, well, what do you think so far?
For evening. No, that's just what I asked
earlier.
Do you
hate us?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
But evening vibes are like low energy.
It's a little strange. For her, well, for sure. She's like, checks out in the evening.
Yeah, I would rather do it earlier.
But who answered me when I said, are you comfortable doing evening?
It was me. Well, we both were like, it's fine. Because
we were just like, any time
of
work,
you know?
We cleared our... whole damn day. Also, we like didn't know it was open at 5, so
yeah.
But so he then was like, are you sure like that isn't too late?
Yeah.
For a nighttime pod, I like to either not do them or get stoned for them.
You could get stoned.
5's a little early.
I know.
Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What's your stone of choice?
I just do edibles.
Me too.
Shout out free plug to Kiva Chocolates.
Sleepy ones.
Oh, they're actually a sponsor.
No, they're not.
Thanks for the ad read.
No.
All right,
no.
You want to take it away? You got some questions?
I would just love to know someone like you, what their morning routine looks like.
Oh. I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked too.
So I'll wake up. Now, there's three versions of this. There's working.
Yes.
To where it's pretty simple. I get up when enough time to shower and get to work before call, whenever that might be.
So are we doing an alarm or we're doing natural?
Alarm.
Okay.
Alarm. If like I have to get up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, natural's crazy. What do you mean? Yeah, that's natural.
I don't know. Maybe you're
hopefully
kind of.
Hopefully it goes off.
What day does your workday start if you have to wake up?
Well,
it
depends
up.
If I'm diatribed or not. But I will say that if I have to be up before 10, I'm going to set an alarm. Even though I'll probably wake up before then anyway.
Sure.
Then there's days where I have something to do. Maybe I'm doing a podcast.
Yes.
Before noon.
Maybe your balcony's getting inspected.
You know, I didn't even set my alarm for that because
how dare you?
Because if they want to inspect my balcony, knock loud enough.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
We had a lot of questions. We were like, what floor does he live on?
I know. We were like, I wonder how many units are there. We thought maybe, when did they finish? What time?
Oh. Yeah, I almost texted because I asked if it ended at time. I could have gotten here. It was originally you wanted me here at 11:30. He left just before 11:30. Wow. So I could have gotten here within 15 minutes.
That's so funny. We're like, I wonder if he's on the first floor. Like, penthouse.
I asked them before. This is great, by the way.
I know. People love it. I'm sorry.
I asked them before I knew, before y'all invited me, I said, hey, could you please make sure that you do my balcony last?
Mm. Yeah, I figured.
The best for last.
Well, we just thought you were lying. You're welcome. Completely.
About what?
Your balcony.
To be fair, I feel like, Carly, if you didn't have that happen to you also, I'd be like, what the fuck do you mean your balcony?
Wait, but I'm like, I could do it. I said I could do it at 12:30. What a weird thing to lie
about. Well, I had to go to the doctor. I know, but I had to go to the doctor at that time.
That's his excuse.
My anal cavity checked.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you said, instead of saying we could do it another time, if you said something mean to me, I could have then said, why don't you go stick it up your ass?
And then she did.
And then when I would have come here and be like, whoa, you guys take stuff literally.
Yes.
But I would say my routine is normally I'll wake up and then I'll look at what time it is and I'll realize I didn't get my full 8 hours.
Yeah.
So I will stay in bed, try to go back to sleep. But first, I'll check my phone, which I normally don't do if I get my 8 hours, if you know what I mean. And then I'll stay in bed until 2, 3, and I'll be just like, I'll text somebody or I'll call a family member and just be like, I'm really, really anxious, and I know I'm supposed to get up, but I feel like I've already been in bed all day. If it's my mom, she'll say, just go take a walk.
Aww.
And then I'll be like, yeah, I'll take a walk, but it's too late to get caffeine.
Yeah.
So what am I walking to do? So I'll go outside and then I'll say like, I need a fucking dog, because if I had a dog, I would have had to have gone outside earlier. And then I'll come in. It'll be around 4. I'll order Goop. I've been ordering Goop a lot.
Goop Kitchen.
Are you a fan of Gwyneth?
I don't have a strong take. I mean,
she's a listener, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had her last week. I'm kidding. We didn't.
I know. Sometimes when people make jokes, and I know they're joking, but I don't know what to do. It's kind of a call and response. I actually want to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. Please.
So somebody says something that, like, they're joking. I don't want to negate their joke. I also don't know what to do. So sometimes, like, I'll think, what do you do? What do I say?
You move on.
Role reversal. Oh. It's funny that you even know about Goop, because I'm a big Gwyneth fan. I just had Gwyneth Paltrow on my.
That's weird. She did my balcony. Maybe she was, because I don't know you at all.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow actually did check my balcony.
No fucking way.
She's working for the HOA now.
Part time.
She's working for the HOA.
It forces you to do a joke back.
Now in the context, yes, but I feel like if you didn't bring up that it was awkward, we could have just coasted past it. But
I don't think it was awkward.
Well, not maybe that.
I just didn't know what to do with it.
Well, it wasn't a whole diatribe.
I don't want to be mean.
You're not mean.
No. Also, this podcast is
really funny.
Thank you.
I love the Gwyneth stuff.
Thank you.
Did you know that your O's in good are similar to the Cheerios?
Yeah, we did that on purpose. Another joke.
That's no, I'm okay with jokes.
I gotta go. No,
I'm
I can't.
Okay with jokes.
No, because that's another thing. You'd be like, oh, maybe they did. Maybe they actually did, and I just said we did.
Do you have a way of pulling up the Cheerios
no,
logo?
No, they can't. I don't think we could. Do you have a way to do that?
The Cheerios logo?
We're pretty low budget here.
Yeah, it's kind of a static image, I think.
You're lucky our
I forgot my iPad.
So bored.
She is on her phone a lot. We get comments about that, but it's because she's...
I'm the checker.
Yeah, she checks things.
Oh.
You can put it on the screen.
Can you put that on the screen?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's good that we have guests.
Is that the O in Cheerios?
Oh, you're talking about the Good Influences logo?
The the font. The O looks like the Cheerios font.
Oh. I thought we were still talking about poop.
No. This is actually the original Apple computer font. That's where we got this from.
Yeah. Oh,
but in memoriam. It might also be the same font as...
It's
close.
Momcast.
I didn't know we could do this. It's giving
Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah, you could pull up. Let's pull up your doctor report.
Yeah, let's see your butt.
What was he checking for?
She
lumps?
She had to take a well that yeah, but she wanted to take a fecal sample just for fun, and then
I don't know fecal. You probably know what that word means.
Poop.
And then she did a full little check.
Just for you, she while
like,
she's up there.
She goes no lumps. Yeah.
Oh, like, she told you right away.
Yeah, she's like no lumps.
And you have to check my balcony.
Yeah, seriously.
So stupid.
I'll give you her number.
So what's the set?
Why are you laughing? I don't know.
When she said, I'll give you your number. I'm going to start doing this now.
Okay.
What's the Senate thing that you're doing?
Oh, I'm running for Senate. No, it's a Senate bill. I just said it because I've had to deal with this for the past like year. They basically have to make sure that condos, I'm assuming you own a condo.
Oh, wow.
Not oh, so you had to be there.
I rent.
No shame in that. No shame in that.
Then they should have had the
it's
owner.
Cheaper than owning.
Yeah.
They should have had the owners come and wait. You shouldn't have had to do that.
No, he offered. I just don't want, I don't like people coming into my place.
That's fair.
I had the little slippers for him.
Oh yeah, the little, oh, do you not like
the
shoes?
Things?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Shoeless household?
Shoeless household, but if it's a worker,
shoes off.
I don't want to like, and they have to go in and out of the balcony and I don't, so I'm like, just put these on.
I'm such a people pleaser. I'm like, yeah, you can wear it wherever.
And I'm like take off your fucking shoe.
Where has people pleasing benefited you?
Never.
Why do you do it?
For fun. I was raised this way. I don't
Call
know.
Me something racist.
I was raised, I don't know.
You might want to leave for this.
I was an only child. I think that's why. My mom, oh, so were you though, and you're not a people pleaser
but
at
I'm
all.
An actual only child. You are not.
Don't start with me
she
with
has
this.
She has a half brother.
I have a half brother, but we weren't raised together. So my mom was like, you're kind of an only child. Is that fucked up?
What is he missing?
Full blood.
But what I want to know, we go like this. When we notice someone makes a joke, this is what we do now. So if if you went to a doctor and he wanted to check for your lumps because he thought you were in your 30s, but you're not yet.
Mm-hmm. She is.
You are?
Mm. She's 33.
Let's say you weren't.
How dare you?
Let's say you weren't in your 30s.
Okay, yet. I'm basically 24, so we can just say that.
And the doctor wanted to check for lumps.
Where?
Being in your butthole. Being a people pleaser, would you say, no, I'm not of that age, or would you not want to upset the doctor and just let her
I would genuinely be like, well, they obviously know best, so
yeah, like they're
I'll
the
spread them. Spread them. You know, welcome
do you
in.
Do you get checked for lumps?
No. I also have heard that they're not supposed to do the finger in the butt anymore, that there's a new way to do that. Where
well,
they
there
don't...
is, but I opted for the finger.
Not for a girl doctor.
What's
really?
The other one?
We'll be right back.
Wait.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Storyworth. Now, there are some stories in the lives of our moms or our motherly figures in our lives that we truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, the retelling of these events always brings us joy. And just in time for Mother's Day, we found the perfect gift that will capture all the stories for your family forever. It's called Storyworth, and Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or motherly figures for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. And the questions are great. Sometimes they're ones you didn't even think to ask, like, what was an unusual compliment you once received but really appreciated? Or how would you like to be remembered? The questions are great, and you get to see real, genuine answers. Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know, or be surprised with stories you've never heard before. And after that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I just finished doing this with my mom. I got it as a gift for Mother's Day last year. It was a hit. Every week I would get a new email with answers, and now we have this beautiful book with all those answers compiled. It's a family heirloom, and it's such a treasure. And families love Storyworth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/goodinfluences. That's storyworth.com/goodinfluences to save $10 off your first purchase. And now back to the episode.
I have a medical question.
Sure.
Do you have your appendix?
Oh.
I don't talk about my personal life. A podcast, sorry.
So no appendix.
She's only asking if there's a curse.
I need to warn you if you do have your appendix.
I don't want to hear about this. If this is witchcraft stuff.
It's not. It's just weird. Well, okay. All right. I guess we'll move
you
on.
You all have your appendix removed?
She did. And Matt, who used to sit here, he had his replaced.
Well, okay. We did an episode about, what was it? It was like
biggest fears or something.
Yeah. Biggest fears. And Matt said, I'm just waiting for my appendix to burst. He's like, it's just going to happen when it's least wanted, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, me too. I've been scared of that my whole life because I don't know why. I've just always known about appendix and how they can explode and kill you. Probably what, 6 months later, maybe four, we drove him to the hospital because he was having so much pain. We were like, you definitely have appendicitis. He did. He got it removed. And then about 6 months later, I had to get mine removed.
Why are you telling? What are you getting
at? I'm just saying, like, maybe you'll have to get yours removed after this podcast.
No, you'll have to get yours removed.
I already got it.
You'll have to get it put back in.
No, she's actually worried that they left some behind. So that was.
No, I had such bad anxiety. I was like, they probably left some behind and it's going to be a huge infection and I might die.
It normally doesn't happen.
Are you okay?
I'm just a little nervous.
It's okay. It's okay.
You'll need to. Yeah, it's that one and then you raise it up. That one doesn't adjust.
This is the problem.
Yeah, it's only a height. It's a height thing, yeah. I feel like I have not heard you talk. I don't think you did anything.
I didn't.
I think you're all right. Is he good on the mic if it's a little further away?
No, I should be. It should be better.
All right.
You're
fine.
All right.
Your appendix.
No, it's your appendix on the line.
Can you talk to me about your Judaism?
I'm not going to talk about my appendix. You can talk about. What do you want me to? You have a specific?
Did you grow up in a traditionally Jewish household with traditionally Jewish idiosyncrasies? Not a big word.
I don't know. I don't know what tradition. I mean,
did you do Shabbat dinners? Were we lighting Hanukkah menorahs?
We did Hanukkah. We went to temple for the high holidays. I got bar mitzvah. I didn't get reformed.
Okay.
Which means going to Hebrew school for another 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yeah.
How?
Just do.
She's very Jewish enthusiastic. Her and Matt, they are not Jewish, but they're very appreciative of our culture and our way of life. And she's hit or miss, but
depends on the
your
day.
Brother's Jewish.
She hates that.
Half.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying he's Jewish. He's on your dad's side, I assume.
My mom.
Oh, so that's a full.
She was married and then he died, but he was mean, so it's okay.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
How did he die?
I think like a heart. He didn't take care of himself at all.
Was it your biological dad?
No. It was my mom was married for the first marriage she had.
And divorced your dad?
No, the first marriage she had was with this guy. They had my
half
brother.
Oh, so this is an older brother.
Yeah. He's like 14 years older than me. So that's another thing. Like we were never in the same house.
So he doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist.
Are your mom and dad still together?
Yeah. Yeah, and they moved to Vegas. They're obsessed with me. Yeah, loss. That was so good, Rick.
And,
I'm really intimidated by comedians, actually.
What's intimidating?
I don't know.
Ah! Sorry.
That.
I thought I had a sneeze. I'm sorry.
I'm going to leave. First walk off.
I'm sorry. What's intimidating?
I don't know. It's
what
just,
other comedians have you been
intimidated
Because
everyone's just funny,
by?
And I'm like, I want to be funny, too.
Oh, that's why you're forcing the Gwyneth Paltrow stuff?
That was her, not me.
That was funny.
Okay.
Okay, are we Jewish today? Are we doing any holidays? Are we going to Shabbat dinners? Are we hanging out with other Jews? I guess in comedy, you kind of have to be, but.
It's kind of what you're forced to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I understand the question. I'm just as Jewish now as I've ever been.
Okay.
I look more Jewish and behave more Jewish than I've ever been.
Okay.
Stomach issues.
Sly. What do you got going on?
Well, I did recently in the past few years discover that I have a when I eat gluten, it causes inflammation in my joints.
Oh, no. Huh.
Tested for celiac?
Oh, test and not an issue.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No celiacs.
Did they test your butthole?
I begged them to. And they
sometimes
did.
They won't.
I've been literally begging for years.
I know, yeah.
Did you ever get your prostate checked? Are you too young for that?
They did it once when I was like 18, which I'm like...
some guy I met.
Your teacher.
Yeah,
can't
it was
they
not
just test certain levels in your
PSA levels.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, sure. But there's two things. There's your PSA levels, and then there's the size of your prostate. Mm. And
the bigger, the better.
I think so. I think the bigger the prostate, the better, the better bigger off you are.
Yeah.
You can quote us on that. I feel very Jewish is my point.
Right.
And I feel like in L.A., because I'm from New Jersey and New York, it's very...
Where are you from? Hoboken?
I lived in Hoboken for a year. I'm from Central Jersey, Freehold area.
Where in Hoboken?
I lived on the corner of 4th and Washington, just above the Qdoba.
Fifth. Yeah.
Yeah, right by 5th.
Yeah.
So close.
Are you an East Coast guy?
I just know. I'm watching Sopranos for the 4th time right now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You ever go to June's Macaroons?
No. I only watched The Sopranos during COVID for the first time because living here, I was just stuck here and we couldn't travel anywhere. And I kind of missed hearing people from New Jersey. So putting that show on was like hearing all my dad's friends talk.
Did you watch the whole series?
No.
What?
Once COVID kind of lifted, I like kind of just got back on with my life.
See ya. Yeah. Psych.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So I assume you haven't ever had any gabagoo?
It's not kosher, so I haven't had that either.
Do you keep kosher?
I do.
He's extremely Jewish.
Yeah.
Okay, what number am I thinking of?
6?
4.
I was...
Wow. Even numbers.
Were you going to say that?
I was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 4. Now what number?
Mike will only date Jewish women.
Oh, yeah, that's another big thing here.
Yeah.
It's tough to find a nice Jewish girl.
Who are you telling?
Are you looking for a nice Jewish girl?
I'm not looking for anything right now. I'm just doing my thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm just... I used to want to make sure that I was with a Jewish woman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of went away.
Why did it go away?
Well, I dated some Jewish women, and they were all very, you know...
Similar?
Jewish?
Oh. Yeah, but... It was very much like my last Jewish girlfriend was very, very much like my mom. Mm. And I love my mom. She's like my best friend. I would love to marry her. But not somebody else who's acting like my mom.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And I was like, well, why do I need to be Jewish? Well, I do want to raise kids. I want to have kids, and I'd like to raise my kids Jewish.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there who just let you raise the kids Jewish if they're not Jewish. Plus, then you don't have to deal with the whole them being Jewish too thing.
Right.
You know? I'll do that. I don't need that from her.
Okay.
So oh, true. I don't know. You know? It's like, okay.
Is that how Jewish girlfriends act?
Yeah. That wasn't specifically Jewish women.
That's true.
That was just Jewish people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I act. I can't come over now. I'm getting my balcony checked. It's 5:00. It's not late enough for weed, but it's too late for my black tea. I'm not having coffee. I haven't had coffee since December.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, really?
You quit the juice.
Well, I haven't. I did this gut reset that was like 7 days. And no caffeine. Sure. And then, well, now I'm done with that. I don't need caffeine. I've been doing it for not. And then I ended up not having it for a bit. And then I started working and I wanted some caffeine because I was waking up at 5. You heard we talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
And so I started doing black tea, and black tea was enough.
So, long story short, you would be okay with a Christmas tree in your apartment.
Oh, I love Christmas trees. I love lights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Not you.
Your voice.
That's.
Cool.
Well, that's like when I think about it, it's like I get it. Yeah, sometimes it would be nice to hang out with like a cool
Christmas tree
girl. Well, no, that's the thing that I would
just go to the Grove.
What about a girl who would convert?
That would be too much
for him. Like having a Christmas tree in my house, I would feel like I'm betraying my entire lineage of history.
But you're not denying yourself by allowing somebody else, are you?
If I have little babies running around with a Christmas tree, that doesn't feel like continuing what has been before me. I feel a lot of generational pressure from grandparents, great-grandparents. Like, I'm going to be the last guy to be like, you know what? No more Jews.
Well, you have brothers. Maybe they'll keep
them. I do have three younger brothers.
Yeah. Maybe they'll
What does a Christmas tree have to do with Judaism?
I think it's just very symbolic. Like, growing up as a Jew, you see they all have one, and you're, like, the only kid without one. And then it's like, oh, you know what? We are a little different.
I could see that with a crucifix with just a Jesus Christ on your wall, just, like looking like this.
Yeah, like in the foyer.
Yeah. I get that, but a Christmas tree that has nothing to do with anything. Christmas tree has nothing to do with anything. That's not even his birthday. And it's just some fun lights.
Okay.
It's just,
'Tis a season is all it is.
It would be like a Christian person. Can I say that?
Yeah, of course.
A Christian person having a menorah.
Well, they would literally never.
It's just some candlesticks.
Yeah, but they would
but
never.
But they would never.
I've seen it.
No way.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You've seen two Gentiles have a menorah in their...
Churches have menorahs. They don't call it a menorah.
Right.
They call it candlesticks. Candlesticks.
Well. They say candle. That's so offensive. Just candlestick?
Well, okay. That's like, yeah.
Your first fight.
My aunt married a Christian man. And they lived in California while I was living in Ohio. And during Christmas is when they would come into town because that's when people had off school more often and off work. So Hanukkah was great, but like we weren't with the whole family for Hanukkah. So I always looked forward to Christmas. And it wasn't just Christmas. It was like the holidays, we would call it. But
yeah.
We would get together on Christmas because that's also my dad had off work. That's when people get off work.
Yeah, it's like an extra day off for us.
Yeah. So we all got to, it's our Chinese food day.
Yes, yes.
So we all got together during Christmas, and that's when we exchanged gifts with other family members. And I grew up like loving Christmas. And it wasn't Christian to me.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's not Christian to me either.
And we had menorahs, and sometimes Christmas and Hanukkah are on the same day.
Yep.
But my grandma had this little Christmas tree. Very little. It's probably the size of like a little Christmas tree. And I just thought about it as like, oh yeah, it's a Christmas tree. It's not like,
right.
You know, it's not like I have to start drinking milk now.
Yeah. And cookies.
I think that like,
okay.
I would rather, I feel it's more Christian to have just straight up milk in your refrigerator than it is to have a Christmas tree on Christmas.
Okay. You're making all valid points. And this is.
See?
What an idiot.
I'm not denying it, but like what?
You are denying it. By definition, you are denying the possibility of being with somebody who wants that.
Sorry, what I'm saying is I'm not denying your experience. I'm curious as to understanding your experience because me out here, it seems a lot more assimilated than...
How old are you?
34.
How many relationships have you been in?
Let's call it one serious one.
You ready? One, two, three. One serious one.
Yeah.
Okay. How long were you two together?
A year.
How long ago was that?
A year, 2 years ago.
Okay. Do you think maybe you need to change your filter?
That's what it's either I need to change my filter or I need to like move back to New York or Miami where...
There's so many Jews here too.
That's what everybody says, but I don't know about that, man.
West Coast Jew is different than East Coast Jew.
There's a lot of people who say they're Jewish and they're actually not as well, what I've come to find.
No, that's you.
Yeah.
No, I've never stolen Valor Judaism.
Right.
Me either.
No, you guys are very articulate with your appreciation, which
yeah,
we love. Okay.
Should we do a prayer?
Do they need to be Jewish? Or what if they were raised Jewish, but now they don't practice anything?
I think what my baseline has been that I've come up with is, do they know what month Passover is in? And if they don't, I
April.
Don't think. Yeah. See, this is.
If you asked me this in January, I wouldn't have known.
No, that's fair.
Then we wouldn't.
Oh wow.
Be able to date.
Fine.
Not that it's a problem, but that's where my baseline is right now, and I'm finding trouble with that cohort here in LA.
I don't know if that's true. I would maybe know it's April. I just forget sometimes.
Okay, that's fair.
I feel like you guys have so many holidays.
We
no, it's
that's
okay.
Not embarrassed.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I think it's important to show up authentically, whatever that means. You know, like I know I went home last month and my mom said that we have to go to, there's a bakery that I really like, a deli, and they had Homentashen.
Yeah.
And right away I knew, oh, it's Purim, but I didn't realize it was Purim until it's Homentashen month.
Sure. But that's, go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was just going to ask if there's
one second, I'm really sorry. Yeah. Please.
Well, we can leave.
One second. Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Aaron. Please.
Yeah, you please.
Is actually, there a big Jewish community in Ohio?
Northeast Ohio, very Jewish.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you'll talk about Northeast Ohio, but not your appendix.
Well, I don't talk about my appendix because that's my personal life. Ohio is all about all of us.
Okay.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good Ohio way to think about it.
Some greats have come out of Ohio.
Yeah.
Who are named 10?
Hawthorne Heights.
Logan and Jake Paul.
Okay.
Hawthorne Heights.
Jason and Travis Kelsey.
What's that?
Hawthorne Heights.
My heart is Ohio's for lovers?
I don't know that one.
You don't? So cut my wrist and black my eye. Cut my wrist and
it was a big emo song
eye.
In like 2005.
It was so big. Because my heart
because
is in Ohio.
You kill me.
Yeah. You know you do. We can sing the whole thing if you want. Do you want to sing the whole thing?
Yeah.
If you don't think YouTube will flag it.
Oh, you're so
sounds
right.
Like you, you're, sounds like you're sounds like you're a perfect pitch.
So not an emo kid.
Speaking of perfect pitch, there's a lot of, there's three
good
Jews on the Guardians.
Players. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, were you
wait,
in
on
it?
What? On the Guardians.
What's that?
Will you bleep this, what I'm about to say? It used to be called the Indians.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The the baseball team? Isn't that Cleveland?
Are you straight?
I am. I don't know anything about sports.
Your wrist. I found out I was ambidextrous today.
Because it looked like you were just doing fishing. Oh, the baseball team where you like you hit the ball and then like you round third base.
Oh, I didn't know they changed their name.
Yeah.
What are they called?
The Guardians.
What even is that mascot?
It's still just a Native American man. He's just heavier now.
Okay.
Wait,
a heavy Native American.
Or the guard.
All right.
Is it a baseball team?
Why are you sitting on your hands?
Because I don't want to make any more.
Oh, okay.
First of all, make any more what?
Yeah, what were you going to say?
Gestures say that could be misconstrued.
Why? You know what? It's funny that you say that. Wouldn't it be Mr. Construed?
Not for him.
I think we're figuring something out here.
Not for him.
Mr. Construed was my sixth grade science teacher.
Oh, really?
Are you mm-hmm. kidding?
No, I'm not joking at all.
Was he a baseball player as well?
No, he actually played basketball.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
I love basketball.
Well,
I think we just found the pocket.
Speaking of.
How far into this are we?
Don't worry, we're
what's
almost
up, guys?
Done.
Welcome to Good Influence.
We got the pocket now.
It's kind of short, but the one thing that I saw in there was that you played basketball against LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Well, first, let me say, I'm happy that I have a Wikipedia page.
Pretty good.
It just happened recently.
You have to pay for that?
Recently?
No, never had a Wikipedia page. And then it just showed up. I don't know who did it and
you
how they did
no,
it.
You were not responsible.
Not responsible.
Do you think you're on Feet Finder?
Let's look.
Do you know what Feet Finder
is? Do you want
to
know if you're on Feet Finder?
I can figure out what it is. It's probably where people's feet.
Yeah.
They put then the pictures of people's feet.
Yep.
And then what people rated or something.
Yeah, I have 5 stars out of 5.
Do you?
I do. I have perfect feet.
Are there pictures of your feet on the internet?
Yeah.
How did they get there?
Aaron and I have been vlogging for like 10 years so that there's so much proof of us.
Yeah, they're like OG YouTubers.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Viners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were on Vine.
You
were
oh, that's
Vine,
how you know about Jake and Paul are from Ohio.
That's how we know about everybody. Yeah. Pretty much.
That's how we know who you are.
From
yeah.
Vine?
Yeah.
That's
and
where
for
you started,
me and Matt. And for me and Matt talking about you a lot. I
no,
promise.
But we.
No, Vine.
Yeah, literally from Vine.
Where you'd only get 6 seconds?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I love. Oh, yeah. That was funny. I like TikTok. Are you a big TikTok scroller?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's what
I don't
do
post.
Till
3
PM.
I don't.
Talk with your mom and then TikTok time.
Yeah. Or watching something. I have a TV
Feet
in my room.
Wow.
How
big is it?
It's none of your business. But there was a time where I was like, I shouldn't have a TV in my room because then I'll watch it. And then I was just on my phone.
Yeah. TVs don't exist anymore.
Are you sitting in your bed when you're watching the TV or do you have a separate seating area to watch?
That's actually a really, really good question.
Do you have a living room?
Nobody's
in your bedroom?
Ever asked me that. In my bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a soft, cushiony headboard that you like sit up and lean in?
Yeah,
like?
But I put pillows up against it.
Yeah,
but
hell
yeah.
Okay.
Are you a big bed guy? Like you like to be in bed?
What?
You like to be
I heard
bed.
You. Yeah, so I don't, it's interesting. It's actually very, very interesting.
I'm ready. I'm intrigued.
So I don't want to get in bed. I'll stay up. I don't want to get in bed yet.
Oh, like at night?
Yeah.
A night owl?
It's starting to change a little bit. Yes.
Oh.
Who?
For the audio listener, Rick did just wink at me, and I feel great.
I was doing a night owl, my impression of how a night owl talks.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that was better. Sorry.
That was a pretty good one. I didn't want to get in bed because like I don't want to get in bed, and I don't want to get ready for bed, and I stay up until I get really tired. And then once I get in bed, it's like, holy shit. So recently I've been saying to myself, like, you love the bed, dude. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right. And then I wash up and I get in bed a little bit earlier. And then my bed is very comfortable. And I put pillows under my legs.
What kind of mattress you got?
Tempur-Pedic.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure if that was too personal.
No, I'll
allow it.
Yeah. Although I have to say, next time I get a mattress, I'll probably end up getting a Helix Sleep. Have you ever tried those?
No.
They're unbelievable.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, if you go to helixsleep.com/Tyso, you get up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows. Which interesting about Helix Sleep.
Do you have a code to plug?
Code Tyso. All right. What's interesting, but all jokes aside, like it's so annoying to have to buy a mattress.
It's Wait. The worst.
You go on helixsleep.com/Tyso. All you have to do is say if you're a back sleeper, a side sleeper, do you run hot or run cold? They'll match
what
you
with
the mattress.
What did you say? Is this too personal?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But I will say.
Are you a side sleeper? Just tell me that.
I sleep on my back.
Oh,
sleep on your back.
Vampire. Yeah.
You're gonna age gracefully.
Yeah. I train myself to sleep on my back. Hugging a pillow.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Well, it's just for posture.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Yeah, no.
Uh-huh. It used to be really tough to find a good pillow, and then I opened myself up to, you know, non-Jewish pillows. And I'll tell you something. I've been sleeping like a baby.
What's a Jewish pillow?
He's making fun of Mike.
Oh, Mike's pillow. Okay.
That I don't
a woman.
I get it.
I guess a Jewish pillow has probably really big breasts, is short, and doesn't like to suck dick.
And complains.
No, that's a stereotype.
Comes
Not all
money.
Jewish women don't like to do that, but where I come from.
Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah, it comes
East
from
Ohio.
Money, big breasts. They'll suck your dick, but it's not something that they love to do.
Sure. Okay, okay.
Yeah. There's a negotiation.
Uh-huh.
How dare them?
Consider
okay,
Jewish.
So you're a back sleeper. You are searching for a mattress.
I also need to do something because I'm making jokes and I need to make sure that I say this because I want to make sure I'm a good influence.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not anti-Jewish women by any means. I was being playful. I just am not just like, she must be Jewish now.
Okay.
My preference would still be a Jewish woman.
Okay.
I also want a Jewish woman for a bit of selfish reasons because I don't remember when all the things are. And I want somebody to like hold me accountable to doing those things because those traditions, though not as spiritual or religious, I guess, to me as it is for most that keep up with them. Like my aunt will invite me over for one of the holidays or if somebody invites me over for Seder or something. I'm like, oh, I love that. This is great. I would love to do this. I'm not going to. but if I was, if my partner was like, we're doing this, it'd be like, great.
So you're not going home for Passover Seder?
No.
Okay. Are you doing anything?
Maybe.
Okay.
If he feels like it.
If you feel like it that
day. I think it's Monday.
Correct.
It's Tuesday.
No, well, it's Monday and Tuesday. So
I'm saying today?
Yeah. Today's Monday.
Today's Wednesday.
Is it?
It's Tuesday.
I literally have no idea what today is.
First base.
What is today?
Okay.
Today's Tuesday.
There is a hack for mattress shopping, which is partially unethical.
Oh, yes. We did a whole episode on unethical
life hacks.
Life hacks.
Okay.
A lot of these mattress companies have like 90, 100, 360-day return policies. And if you buy one of these mattresses, you pay the money, but they're pretty generous with their refunds.
I always say, try it out for 3 months. Ship it back.
Yeah, and they
Especially
will take
if
it
it's
back.
A Helix.
Yeah, helixsleep.com/Tyso.
Well, I'm confident in doing that because you're not going to ship it back.
Yeah.
Right. They don't because it's such a pain in the ass to get your mattress
Three
out
mattresses.
And you have to be responsible for shipping
to
it.
To be fair, it's not that difficult because they come to your door to pick it up and they drop it off in a box that you could bring upstairs. You open the box, it unfolds. It's very convenient. We'll cut to a clip.
No, we won't actually.
And we're back.
No clips.
And so you could basically just mattress hop from mattress to mattress every 60, 90, 120 days. And then you have a free mattress basically for life if you're willing
to. Yeah, you can do that with anything.
And then you get flagged and then you can't get a mattress.
Well, no, you have to hop around from company to company. You
they're going
to
run out of companies.
I guess, but I feel like every month there's a new
I know, that's true.
Mattress startup.
To me, there's only two companies. There's Tempur-Pedic and there's Helix Sleep.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
Well, there's also Purple.
That's the one that's trying to do what Helix does, but it's not as good and it's twice as expensive.
I don't really.
I don't know.
I have an avocado.
Oh.
It's a brand of
just not paying attention to what we're saying.
I've had three boyfriends. I just say what.
You've had three boyfriends?
Yeah.
She's currently with one now. And she's married.
I'm unavailable. Three. So don't try.
Yeah.
Oh, and I mean this
not
in the
Jewish.
Meanest way. Don't worry about it. But you have.
You're projecting. I can tell.
I was just fighting back. I think you're lovely.
Thank you.
But you've had three boyfriends, and this one is fourth, or like three exes. Or you've had
two exes. This is my third.
How long have you two been together?
4 years. We met the weekend before shutdown.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Could you stay together?
Yeah, we were great.
So if you met for a couple of days, and then you basically moved in with each
On
other
on accident. Yeah.
Your place or his?
Mine, because he was renting a house and he had a room and I had a whole 2-bed, 2-bath apartment. So I was like, nice. Yeah, I was like, just stay here for 2 weeks because it was going to be 2 weeks.
What size bed do you guys sleep on?
King.
And who makes it?
Him.
He makes the bed?
We all just like do it sometimes.
That's really funny. I thought you were making a joke. I wasn't asking it. who makes the, like, the sheets.
Oh my God.
That's really funny.
No, he does. He
I really thought you were kidding. Oh. I thought that was so funny.
I did that on purpose, actually.
Yeah. Who makes the bed? He does most of the time, but purple.
It is Brooklyn. I have Brooklyn in sheets.
What's that?
Did you say Brooklyn in?
Purple. He said purple.
I said Brooklyn in.
Brooklyn.
Let me get this one.
Wow.
Okay.
He knows everything.
You know, I'm a big believer in night sheets.
Night sheets?
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Sheets at night?
Night sheets?
Yeah. Nice. N-I-C-E.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard night, and I'm curious.
I feel like there's a disconnect.
I think there is. I don't know what's happening
just
right here.
And you were saying that I sleep like a vampire, yes. So I was calling them night sheets.
Yeah.
But nice sheets. A fan of nice sheets. I went, I needed a new duvet cover. You know me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Classic Rick.
Yeah.
Classic Rick.
Let's just say my other duvet cover had some holes in it, if you know what I mean.
Because you were dating a Hasidic Jewish woman?
That's not a real thing, though. Hasids don't really fuck through a hole.
I've heard that. That is not true.
No, it's not true. Have you ever heard that it is true? Because why are we spreading things?
You're right.
Yeah,
these. You've never tried?
I've tried it, but just because of my OCD has nothing to do with my Judaism. So I had a duvet cover for a while. I don't subscribe to, and I don't know why I don't. I've thought about it, but I don't have multiple sheets.
Like a top sheet?
No. I mean, like, I don't have multiple sets.
Me neither. Oh, I have one.
What?
I'll wash.
Me same.
No.
And then I'll put that one back on.
How often are we washing for the ladies out there?
It really depends. I want to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because I travel a bit. Mm-hmm. I also don't get into my bed with clothes that I just have my bed clothes. I have indoor clothes, outdoor clothes, and bed clothes.
I have a really good friend like that. I always want to be like, I'm going to jump in your bed right now. And she's like, no, I won't.
Well, yeah, that would be really, you know.
Obviously.
But also it would be nice to challenge her.
I know. I try.
But so the clothes that I wear in my bed, I don't even wear them on my couch.
Oh.
Yeah. Of course you sweat in it, but like, whatever, dude. Get off my ass. It's sweat. Maybe once a month.
Okay.
I appreciate
that. I try and do it a little bit more.
It could be worse.
How often are you traveling?
Often, if I'm home, I would be lying if I told you I didn't sleep in my bed for a month straight before washing it.
Mm-hmm. Are we showering before bed every night? Are you a night
shower?
Not
every night, but I will go a day. I go days without. If I don't leave my house, which happens often,
yeah,
I don't even shower.
Yeah,
but sometimes.
Do you wear your bed clothes in bed? Like to sleep.
Could you ask that differently? What would be an example of not doing that?
Like naked or...
Gotcha. I traditionally go to sleep wearing my bed clothes.
Okay.
I sometimes wake up
a bed
naked.
Suit.
Yeah, like what are your bed clothes?
Shorts, t-shirt.
Okay. Oh, I was cute. Hoping it was like a full like Target. Like
yeah, one of those suit. Hats that's a point.
What are full. They called? A heat...
A Mimu? Oh, hey. A moo moo?
Yeah, what the heck are they called?
What was it called? A moo moo.
No.
Can I change your life?
Like a honk shoe.
I mean, I'm open to a suggestion.
Four sets of sheets.
I wouldn't
Four?
Need more than two.
That's
I would
being
wash one.
Once. Well, I also wash my sheets once a week because there is nothing better than getting into a freshly washed.
I love getting some fresh sheets. I get it.
Once
I don't usually go a month.
Okay.
I'm saying it's.
He was being honest
and vulnerable.
Sure.
Ideally, it would be every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I do more a month than I do 2 weeks.
But like, what happens if you're too tired to finish doing the laundry and you need to go to sleep?
It
like,
happens.
Yeah. You got to have backup.
Then he puts his couch clothes on and just sleeps out there.
No. But there are times. There are times where like, it's like there are times where it's like Ricky's getting a little nasty. Where I know I'm gonna wash my sheets, but like I don't want to have to stay up to do it. I'm not going to wash my sheets today. I'm going to wash them tomorrow. It's like when you were a kid, when I was a kid at least, I don't want to speak for you.
Thank you.
But
nor do I want you to.
And I.
That wasn't a joke.
There are times I feel like I could remember, unless it was a dream, that like we were getting the wallpaper off and painting the walls or something. So like we were allowed to draw on the walls or something.
Oh, yeah. You could be a little bad on purpose.
Yeah. Because we're getting rid of it tomorrow.
Sure.
So like I was on the couch And it's like, fuck it, I'm washing my sheets tomorrow. And I got in bed with my couch sheets. And every time I've done that, and I do that almost every time when I know I'm gonna wash my sheets the next day, I get in bed and it's like, this is fine. Why don't I just do this? This is such an easier life. Yeah. But traditionally, I will wash my sheets in the morning. I will get up, immediately do it. Because I know once you take them off, you're not gonna put them back on.
Yeah.
Putting them on is the hardest part. Who sings that?
Isn't it?
Putting them on is the hardest part?
Breaking up
is the hardest part.
I think it's Taylor Swift.
Which, by the way, are you excited for her album this week?
I heard you were a big, big fan.
Yeah, big Swiftie. The Tortured Poets Department is her album.
Oh, is that coming out this week?
TBD.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
That's...
too personal.
Too hard to choose.
What's your favorite one?
All Too Well, 10-minute version.
Taylor's version. 10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not well educated enough in her music, but I do like everything I see of hers.
Okay, he's replacing you.
Respectful King.
He hates her.
I don't.
He hates her.
I'm just not.
What happened when you met her?
Hates.
I have not met
her
yet.
She's spit in his face.
That's such a strong take on somebody you haven't met. Is this kind of similar to how you think Hasid's fuck through sheets? You just make somebody says something so you make up your mind?
Wait, I have a question. Okay, since you're so like crazy about your bed, like can't be in normal clothes, what if you bring a girl home? Then what?
I'm sorry, what were the first two words of that question?
I don't remember.
She's asking with your...
I was just making a joke. I was playing arrogant when you said, what if?
Yeah.
And I was going to be like, what if? But
do you have like a pair of bed sheets for a potential partner?
So if this is somebody that I'm like in a relationship with, mm-hmm. she gets it.
Yeah.
And she loves it. But if when I was younger, when I was, you know, your age.
Yeah. A child, really.
Yes. And sometimes if I would have a woman, a strong,
of
you know.
Of course.
I mean like a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Woman come over. I would kind of have, I would tell them that like if she was going to sleep over and get in bed with me, I would say... either naked, I wouldn't say naked though. Like my thought would be either naked, I was fine with that. Or I would be like, I have clothes, like I don't want, also your jeans, you know,
yeah.
or something. Like I don't let outdoor clothes in my bed. I do have some shorts. I've also asked people if they were coming over to bring some indoor clothes.
Wow.
I had a, there was a girl who came over and.
When?
When she came over?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was this?
Mm-hmm.
I actually know.
That's a great question, Carly.
Thank you. I'm working on my interview skills.
Probably 2018. Probably 2018.
Oh, okay. And that was last time.
I mean, I'll tell you the truth. Yeah, I haven't had sex in 6 years.
That's honestly amazing.
That's okay.
I wish I could say the same.
That sounds great.
I know, I wish I could say the same.
Really? You just got fucked today, and I'm joking.
At the doctor's.
You just got fucked in the ass today by a chick.
Which was hot, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. So she came over, and she misunderstood. She thought I meant to wear the clothes, but now she sat in her car in them.
Oh, no.
What
a dumbass.
I told her that.
Yeah.
I threw her up against the wall in a very non-sexual way to insult her.
Oh, he's Matt King. He's a great Matt King replacement.
Yeah.
Why, is he mean to women?
Because
he's
very sexist.
Sexist, misogynist.
Oh, I was just playing one. I don't mean that at all.
No, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
I don't think you could be a sexist misogynist and also be like, if you get in my bed, will you put on my shorts?
No,
I won't look when you take these off.
I was gonna say, I think that's really cute. Like if I was with or like met a guy and he was like,
yeah,
this is my, I'd be like, oh, that's so cute. Like he really cares about things in his house.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, but then I do ask. I say I tend to try and I'll probably try and fuck you while I'm asleep and I won't know it.
Mm. Oh,
this happens.
Okay.
While you're asleep? Done like a sleep study for that?
I just, traditionally I wake up coming. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
I usually just wake up coming. Okay. I don't know how I'm coming.
That's amazing.
It's
7 days a
week.
I'm
telling you, I love Helix Sleep.
If
you want to
come.
Wake up coming. No, but like, you know, like you wake up and like you're and then you're just in the middle of intimacy sometimes. Mm. And, So I have found that happens less frequently if she's wearing clothes. My hypothesis, and I have not done much of a study on this, mm-hmm. is I'm asleep, on my back. And I, at some point, reach over and I feel, I don't know if I feel to for something I could put myself into.
Yeah.
Or if I just, I just turn and I go like this for a while, something happens. And if there's clothes, I must just give up very easily.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
It's too much in the middle of the night.
Yeah. And saying this out loud now, I'm thinking I have, it's a reach, but I have a hypothesis on why that is. Because if I really wanted to have sex with that person and I was awake, and of course, if she wanted to, and of you know, course. If we found each other, we share values.
Yeah, are you Jewish?
Yeah, or at least could we raise the kids Jewish?
No tree.
I think tree's fine.
Okay.
I want to raise the kids Jewish.
No Jesus.
No, that's just creepy. It's just creepy.
And they always make him look so hot. Like, why are they doing that? Like, all the abs, and he's always, like, sweaty.
She's
like,
I guess.
We can do without this.
Yeah, they also make him very white, and it's like, what are we doing?
He definitely wasn't white.
No, he was Puerto Rican.
I know.
And that's I got a strong stance on this.
All right.
But Jesus Christ was Puerto Rican.
That's hot.
His parents were Puerto Rican. He was first generation African Israeli.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I still get, I don't want to say I get insecure if I'm taking off a woman's bra. But I definitely am not completely present when I'm doing it.
It's so difficult.
You just go behind them and just like reach for the
fish it off.
I'm just even like, I'll want
to. Who's wearing a bra to bed?
True.
This isn't about bed.
Oh, okay.
This isn't specifically
just
about
like
bed.
On
this
the
is
streets.
Just yeah,
getting intimate.
So like, you know, like you try to do it with one hand, but if you don't get it on the first try, I pretend like I didn't even start yet. I go like this, and then I just got my right hand back there first, right? And then if I don't get on the second one, I'm going to give it another analogy.
Okay.
We're all having a good time. This is fun. We're going to leave. All right, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. And we all walk to our car. I know that some people get very uncomfortable
yes.
with that.
Yes.
Not me. I'm very cool with that. We already said goodbye. Oh, okay. Well, we're going the same way. We'll say goodbye again.
Yeah.
I feel like the same way people feel when they're leaving after they say goodbye and they're going the same is the way I feel if I couldn't get the bra off after two tries where I have to acknowledge it. I have to go, I know, I'm a fucking piece of shit loser, I know. I'm such a fucking loser. I'm such a virgin fucking loser, I know.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, you can be mean to yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
Can you do it, please?
What'd you say?
Can you do it, please?
Yeah. No, that's what I do. I literally go, I don't know how to do this. Can you just do this? It'll be much faster.
Yes.
Just you can practice on Aaron.
I don't wear a bra.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can.
But I
one.
Would let you practice.
Thank you, Aaron. That's appreciated.
She's also
for science.
Married.
Yeah. It's fine.
I never learned. I had three brothers, never had them around the house.
I think it might be important.
Well,
would you be taking off your
house?
Sister's bra?
Well, I feel like if you grew up with a sister, you could at least see what one
bra.
Looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's always
yeah,
dark.
You might as well just
lights are
mom.
Off. You're in the bed. It's not like you're inspecting it. I still don't know what it looks like.
You mean like just
there.
The bra?
I didn't know like
there's there's usually two hooks.
Sometimes three.
Also, like, what if they're wearing like a whole corset?
Well, then I'll be like, take care of it.
But there's always there's a different.
Get some scissors.
Experiences back there every time, so I just hands off. Just we got it.
So that feeling of not being completely confident taking off a bra. By the way, I also have to say I've done it before.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you're a cool guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah, give her some nice shorts. Give her some clean shorts. I also have this thing where like, if I've given somebody shorts to put on before, of course I'll wash them. But then like, maybe a few months later, I happen to meet somebody else, and I'm dating this person. And they ask for shorts. I don't give them those shorts.
Oh, you don't have guest shorts?
They're my shorts, and I'm aware of all of my shorts that I've given another woman to wear.
Oh, wow.
Do you label them?
Like, no, I just
girl from bar.
I remember. I'm not just randomly having sex with that many random. It wasn't like that random. I remember all of it, and I remember what I gave them.
In terms of
shorts.
STDs?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Shorts.
Shorts.
Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shorts to deliver.
Diatribe.
That's what you mean?
Yeah.
Sorry, I tried.
No, it was good. This got really dirty.
It's okay.
Did you have any other questions?
I came in here with really good intentions.
Yeah. It happens.
So did we. I'm just kidding. I said I'm kidding, so everyone knew.
What are you struggling with right now in your life?
Man, that's fucking deep.
Are we in therapy?
Well, in no particular order, I will say that my obsessive compulsive disorder has been getting better recently, but it's still a struggle.
Okay. But you've acknowledged it in a sense, right? I saw an episode where you were talking about how you like acknowledging it made it more accessible for you to manage.
Doing it has made it more accessible for me. Like I put when on my podcast, I put a blanket down because I'm not going to give my guests shorts.
On the couch.
Yeah, on the couch. Okay. Yeah. And like,
you should start doing that.
What's yeah, that? You should make everyone like a shorts. Uniform.
Yeah, just make it my merch. Call them indoor shorts. That's actually a great idea for promotion of merch. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Indoor shorts.
You can Venmo us.
I don't have Venmo.
You don't?
Are you banned from Venmo?
Yeah.
What did you do? Or what did they do?
I just don't have Venmo because I just didn't want to sign up for it. Mm. I don't like giving people my information and. Sometimes you have to. I've already given enough people my information. Venmo doesn't need it.
Mm. So like what do you do when you're exchanging money with people? Are you carrying cash?
When am I exchanging money with people?
A group dinner with friends, drinks, a vacation.
Oh.
Or you get it.
We all, oh.
Okay. So you don't eat with a lot of Jews then, because when that bill comes.
How old are you?
34.
Yeah, in a couple of years, your Jews will have money.
No, they do, but...
I know that's a stereotype. I didn't grow up with that. Where I grew up, the Jews, well, that's exclusively, but like, we tip well, we're generous.
Sure. Yes.
And I'm not saying this to like gas up the Jews.
Clip that.
Thank you so much for watching. Sorry about this episode.
To hype them up.
It's just that.
Oh, but like, man.
I never thought that was a thing.
The gassing
of
Jews.
You're a Holocaust denier?
Wow, no, that's a good title for this episode.
Guess who's the surprise guest? And it's just like a Holocaust survivor.
We had survivor.
I didn't think that Jews don't pay for people.
Like, it's not that they don't pay for people, but when you're in a group setting, it's what did you have? What did you have? Let's make sure we're splitting it according to what you got.
Yeah, I was always that until I started working a little bit.
Yeah,
absolutely,
sure.
In fact, I was the person that people gave, the receipt goes to me because I was able to look through and I would know what everybody was. And then I would just, to cheat it because I was doing it in my head, I would just add 10% for tax instead of 9 and change. And then I would tell them what their number is, pre-tip. And then the credit cards, and we just give 3 credit cards or so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But at this point, it's like, I'll get it or...
It comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you will. Yeah, comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
Once a month.
On average, probably.
If he's lucky.
Maybe a little less, maybe a little more.
Yeah. Okay.
But I do have a take on, because I don't drink. So when you're going out and if a couple of people get like a drink, a $12 drink or something, it is what it is. But when people are getting bottles of wine or the people are drinking, mm-hmm. I'm not, and everybody's splitting it, I'm not.
Sure. Are you That's saying that fair, up front? Fair. Or is that once the bill comes, by the way, guys?
If I think about it up front, but probably not. What I'll do is the bill will come, and if somebody implies that everybody's splitting it, I'll just be like, I didn't get anything to drink. I'm just going to cover mine.
Oh, you wouldn't cover it ahead of time? You're like, by the way, guys, I'm not drinking tonight, just as a heads up?
No.
Okay. Even when they're calculating how many bottles of wine to get, do you not say, hey, I'm not drinking?
Yeah. If somebody's getting a bottle of wine, same with an appetizer. I'm also not sharing your appetizers.
Oh, you don't share? Okay.
Hey, we're going to order the blah, 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 blah. I just want to let everybody know, order whatever you guys want. I'm not having any of it. I'm ordering my own stuff.
Always. Never participatory.
Correct.
Oh, I love the boldness
of that. Now, I will maybe, if you want to try something, I will maybe give you some.
Yeah.
And if I want to try something and you're up for it, maybe I'll have a little try. But that's, thanks for giving me your thing, and you're welcome for giving you mine, but this is mine.
Wow, you are so Jewish. It's amazing.
It's mine.
I know. I love this. It's great.
Is that a Jewish thing?
Yes. When I eat with my Gentile friends, they will remind me how Jewish.
You're saying a slur to me.
Gentiles? You're talking to people that aren't very aggressive.
I know.
My brother told...
No, the thing is, I am.
Gentile?
No, I'm pretty aggressive.
With?
Life.
Speaking.
Cut to a clip. Just... Yeah. Oh, my God!
No, yeah, people like call me the mean one.
Yeah, they,
you're
we
assertive.
Have our, we
you're
also,
assertive.
Well, yeah.
From our perspective.
You know, they only say that you're mean one because you're assertive in a woman. I think that's such a double standard. If you were assertive in a man, they'd call you a Gentile. What are you saying?
That's almost a Taylor Swift song, actually, yeah. Called The Man.
New on the album.
She doesn't say Gentile.
She's
though.
Also from Boston, so it's an East Coast roughness yeah. that she has that a lot of
I'm
people
just
around
a bitch.
Here. Well,
I haven't picked up on that, but I believe you.
Thank
and
you.
People have said.
Yeah.
And we also have a podcast together, and I'm like people pleaser, and she's like strong opinions and, you know, whatever. So they think she's being mean to me.
But when I'm meeting with my Gentile.
I get that. I'm saying people say the same. If you have strong takes and you're with somebody who doesn't, who will let you take the space and doesn't push back on it, it
yeah.
can make you look
like a cunt.
Well, I yeah.
And I look like a little bitch.
No, everyone's like, oh, no,
poor
like,
Carly.
Oh.
Yeah, she gets a lot of sympathy for being the nice one.
You were saying something. Do you remember, though?
Yeah, it was just about, well, we started by what are you struggling with or what would you like to overcome? And you're not on Venmo. And then we talked about nice hat.
Oh, thanks.
You want to flash that to the camera? Yeah, that's great.
What does
can
it
I
say?
Can I see my shot?
Yeah, and it says Tyso on the back, name of his podcast.
Yeah, it's my dad's rug store.
Very cool.
Aww.
Yeah. And I really like supporting it because they don't really get a lot of customers. In fact, they don't have any customers.
What kind of rugs?
It's not just rugs. It's airy rugs. It's all kinds of rugs. There's also flooring, carpet, tile, luxury vinyl. But it's weird that Marshall Rug Gallery doesn't have any customers because everybody there is family. With over 50 years as a family-run-owned business, we've got you covered. I'll send you the assets.
Yes, please.
And we're back.
Okay, so you're not on Venmo.
I want to tell you a joke that my brother told me. How are you guys on time?
It is 6:27, which is crazy.
It is?
Yeah.
We got to wrap up. Is it 90 minute?
6:30. Yeah. Do you have a little bit more time, or is someone else coming after? Okay, maybe like 5 more minutes then?
Okay. I'm just leaving at like 7:30.
If we could have had you mic'd up, I would have loved to do an analysis on
his response.
On somebody telling you, get out right now. We'll wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll wrap it
but
up.
First, I got a long joke. So I've told this on my podcast before, but it was one of the first, it was a joke. I don't know how old I was, but I was young enough to where I remember when my brother told me this joke, it took me like a beat or two to get it. And it wasn't just the joke that I like. It was like, oh, this is a joke structure. Like it was one of the earlier joke structures that I learned. And he said, something like a couple of Christian people went to a restaurant and they ordered a number 4. And that was it. And it took, like, I didn't get it at first.
That's the joke?
The joke was just that. It was in context of something of, because I have an Instagram account called Jew Mods. Just, I can't order anything as it is. I need to customize everything.
Okay.
Oh, Matt, I hate that.
Isn't it the worst on a menu when you see no substitutions?
Well, no, because I'm not at that restaurant. So the idea of like, there are people that will go like, I'll get the number 6 and that's it. You'll just take the number 6 as it is.
Yeah.
That's insane. So like, I just remember realizing like, oh, I get that joke. It's kind of an anti-joke in a way, but it's more so it has the assumption built in that it's not about what they're doing. It's about what other people who aren't part of this joke aren't doing. And it's just about the joke is them doing something that is normal.
Normal, yeah.
So the joke is really about the subject that isn't part of it.
Yes.
But like, yeah, I was like, oh, I didn't know that like people did that. People just, I have friends that like, I'm going to pick up some food. I'm going to this blah, blah, blah. Do you want something? They're like, yeah, just get me whatever you're getting.
Oh, insane.
I hate that.
Insane behavior.
Uh-huh.
I'll have what he's having. I don't even know what I'm having. How do you know what you're having?
I know there's going to be no butter on the bun. I'll have the sauce on the side, but I don't know what I'm getting.
Can I give you a similar joke? Maybe the inverse of that?
Sure.
Waiter comes up to two Jews at a restaurant and says, is anything all right?
I've heard that. I like it.
It's so interesting. There's
I do
a place
like that joke. No, I didn't mean it again.
No.
I'm saying I've heard that. Like, that's a kind of a classic.
It.
Is anything all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not Jews. There's nothing anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually, okay.
I've been watching Curb, I know.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
There's a restaurant near me called Oy Bar, and guy is Jewish, but he doesn't allow substitutions. And I went there one time with a friend, and she asked for no pickled onions. And then the waiter was like, okay, whatever. Then the chef came out and was like, try them. And like made her try them.
Two things. One, I like that.
Yeah.
if he forces you, no. But yeah. I like the idea of like being, before, about being challenged with that. Yeah, Why not?
He was like, "Do you not like pickled onions?" And she was like, "No." And he was like, "Okay, we'll try them."
Yeah,
and
I think that's cool.
And then she tried them, and he was like, "Did you like them?" And she said, "Yeah."
Right.
So he was like, "Okay, idiot, could have just got it."
You dumbass.
Not being able to add stuff, I understand the workflow in a restaurant. I still think it's shitty and stupid, but also that's how you run your best restaurant. And I know when I get there, it is what it is. To not be able to take stuff off is so pretentious and insane to me. And we're going to leave you guys with that. Is there anything you guys want to plug?
No, but you should.
Just her butt.
Watch your podcast.
Yeah, watch Red Glass.
Do you want to give a quick plug?
It's very funny.
Take Your Shoes Off podcast. Mm-hmm. This was fun. Thanks for having me. This was a fun early afternoon energy.
Good. I'm glad.
Thank you so much.
I didn't know how it was going to go, but I'm happy. We're all happy.
And next time you're not here and Matt is, we'll return the surprise.
Not
well,
with
he
you.
Probably won't come like back.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, I would do it again.
It'd be funny if we replaced Mike with him for one episode, but like didn't mention it. Just like never said anything. He was just Mike the whole time.
We do kind of look similar-ish.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
That's Take Your Shoes
we'll
Off.
We'll see you
podcast.
Next week. Thank you so much.
And as we end every episode,
be
a good influence.